Welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm Wayne Scherer, and let's look at more ways on how you are going to be your destiny. What is your destiny anyhow? If your destiny, well, you know, I think a destiny should only be to be independence, total security, financially free, able to do what you want, when you want to do it, help and affect as many people as possible whenever possible, those that are willing to. It doesn't mean doing everything for them. It means helping them achieve what they're willing to work at to achieve. And I want to help you be your destiny. I was, I've run into a lot of, I don't know what you call it, a lot of strange things over time. And I want to share them with you. So I'm Wayne Scherer. You should know that. I'm an international speaker, author, and entrepreneur. And my goal in life is to help as many other people live their destinies as possible through entrepreneurship. And right now, I do that primarily. Well, I have a successful business, but I'm focusing now on multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing, network marketing, for a number of reasons. Number one, it's the fastest way to help people achieve the income levels they want. Number two, it's to help me improve my networking skills because it's something I was weak at and it's growing very rapidly. And number three, because I want as many successful entrepreneurs as possible to knock the living hell out of socialism and communism. We have a communist president in this country right now. Fortunately, we don't have a communist government, but we have a communist president who would just as well get everybody dependent on government that he possibly can, with all the typical lies that all dictators give on how the government's going to save everybody from everything. And people that you would never expect to believe crap like that are actually believing it. And, you know, there's only one way to get people on their feet and independent of all of that, and that's for entrepreneurs to be successful, to create jobs so that they can either hire the employees themselves or outsource to those companies that hire the employees and make it all possible. And that's why I want as many people that are looking to be an entrepreneur to realize their destiny that way, and I hope that's you. So in this particular episode, now that that rant's over, we're gonna look at together something that I find impeding a lot of people and it doesn't have to be a roadblock, but it tends to be a roadblock. So I'm gonna show you easy ways to fix this. And what is this? Well, this is the ability to get things to happen, okay? So if you haven't come to understand this yet, you need to understand this right now. What makes all businesses very, very successful the fastest is the ability to systemize. Everybody loves to use the example of McDonald's and how they grew so fast because they and revolutionized the franchise world because they were able to systemize the ability for people to duplicate their restaurants it wasn't without training, mind you. McDonald's does train their people, but it was without having to train them constantly to quickly teach them how to do it so that they could duplicate it. And that throughout business, throughout the business world, no matter what, the ability to systemize whatever you're doing so somebody else can take it over for you and do it when you're gone is what makes a business successful now and successful into the future. And you need to be able to do that even in your simple little network marketing, affiliate marketing business. Because if you can't, you won't know what your next step is. You know, when I was in the Navy, I learned how to systemize everything I did very early. You know, I'm old enough to remember, or maybe I should be old enough to forget, but we actually received our first PC computer in the Navy while I was out returning from a deployment on a ship. It arrived and none of the officers, not nobody on the ship. I wasn't on an aircraft carrier. There's 5,000 people. There's probably somebody on the ship. But nobody in our little tiny squadron wardroom really knew what the hell to do with this little personal computer. we didn't know what we were supposed to do. It came with very limited software, and we were supposed to do something, and we didn't know what. But it didn't take me long after that to realize what I could do with it. I started studying this thing and studying what other people were doing with it, and then realized that I could actually, there are ways already available that I could start systemizing things I was doing so that I could make things easier for myself. And it didn't mean that I actually got, you know, there was this idea where we were going to get rid of paper, right? And that never happened. In fact, there's just more paper than there ever was. But it did make it possible for me to become so organized that I could get stuff done that nobody else could figure out how I got it done. That year, what year was it we got that daggone thing? 1986, 85, 86, somewhere in there, that thing showed up on the ship. And 1987, I think, I left my first deployed job with the Hawkeye Squadron on board the USS America, and went to California to be an instructor at the flight training school for the Hawkeyes. And the computers were really starting to come in fast there. And it wasn't long before nearly everyone had one at their desk. And I started studying how these things were put together. And I didn't know any computer language, and I still don't really know any computer language. But what I learned how to do was to copy what was on the computer and make things for myself by copying what was already there. And then I went on to my next job as a staff officer. And by that point, I had learned how to use these computer systems, these Microsoft Windows, this Outlook thing, and Microsoft Word, and a couple other word processing programs, which aren't around anymore, but were popular at the time. And these, what did they call it, Harvard Graphics? That presentation program that was very popular at the time. And I became a staff officer, and they had so much for me to do. And I wasn't supposed to be doing a lot of it, but, you know, I was the kind that wanted everything to be done the best it could possibly be. Now, don't mistake that for being a perfectionist. I wasn't after perfection. I was after it being the best it could possibly be, because that's something I could achieve. I could not achieve perfection, but I could achieve the best it could possibly be. But that required systems, and so that I could maximize my time and be able to meet the requirements of other people wanted. I started doing things on the staff, running. And the staff was an operational staff, so I was a deployed staff, the head of a combat carrier battle group, and my job was to run everything that had to do with air defense and the at-sea link systems. Okay, now whether you know it or not, the Navy's tactical data links are actually the origins of the internet. So I can actually say I was doing internet long before you even thought about it, And at that time, there was this thing coming into play on board the ships. They were called op notes. Whether you realize it or not, op notes are the genesis for email. And so I was actually doing internet and email long before most of you ever even conceived of it, that it would even be possible. And I only came to realize that after I did some master's degree studies on tactical links, that's actually how it all came to be, and that Al Gore absolutely had nothing to do with it. He knew nothing about it at the time, and he's a liar for claiming that he had anything to do with it. And but that's irrelevant. Let's get back to systems. I started taking these systems. See, I had to generate a lot of message traffic, which were short documents to send out to other folks to tell them what to do. Had to line up exercises, coordinate exercises, put together the exercise sequences, then do the same thing for real battle sequences. And I had to do this for all types of areas. And I became very, very effective at using the computer to get all of these things done. And quite honestly, it made me way too effective. It made it appear that I could do amazing amounts of things that nobody else could get done. Now, I didn't have time to train everybody else, so you know, people wondered how I was getting all this stuff done, and it wasn't because I had an army of 100 people doing it for me. I was doing it on my own. And it was exhausting. I got to the point where I was doing so much. It was truly exhausting. But here's what happened. I had systemized all these things. I had actually written them all into documents, and I had put them onto the computer. And then it came time for me to transfer from that command and somebody to replace me. So I had to then train them to take my place and do everything I was doing. Now, I came to find out that this person became very mad at me because I was doing so much, and my replacement just could not do it. But yet, my seniors that were above me when I left now expected him to do everything I was doing, and he wasn't able to do it. And despite the fact that I systemized, I probably, as I realized afterwards, and how I found this out was I saw him several years later, and he complained to me about what I had done to him, and I didn't know what he was talking about at the time, but he explained it, but he was able to do about 75% of what I did, but not all of it, and he was really getting run into the ground. He couldn't get it all done. He couldn't understand how I got it all done, and the demands that, because see, the demands were being placed on him not just from within the staff, but I used to have commanding officers from other ships, other units, all contacting me for an amazing amount of stuff, and now he was getting all of that also. And he was mad because he said he was never able to get all of that done. He got nailed for not getting all of these things done, even though we'd actually gone over all of these responsibilities. It was just too much for somebody else to take over, even with the systems, with the minimal amount of time we had. We had like a week and a half to actually do our turnover. So that was the real problem. There wasn't enough training to show them how to use the system. And I hadn't, you know, nowadays on the web, we record videos and stuff like that. And we do a lot of training. And that's why another reason I like the multi-level marketing. If people are demonstrating to me, they're putting out an effort, then I'm willing to work with them and help them fix whatever they're not getting done. But that didn't exist for this guy. So that was a part of the system that I was missing. But that's what also proved to be my failure at the beginning of doing all of this online stuff when I first started with no money and sitting in my empty apartment and recovering from a depression and having absolutely nothing. I failed to remember that lesson of systemizing and how effective it made everything for me very, very rapidly. Now, I had to succeed at that point, I definitely wanted to succeed when I started on my own, although there was nobody going to die if I didn't succeed, so that was the one thing that was kind of missing. So I lost the necessity for having systems to make things work much more rapidly. All right, so that's the one thing I find people missing is recognizing the need to have systems. They set, so many people contact me and they have ridiculous goals of, I have to be profiting in 2 weeks or I quit. I have to be profiting in 3 days or I quit. I have to be profiting in 3 weeks or I quit. Well, you know, those kind of people, I tell them to go ahead and quit because I don't want to work with them, because they have no intention of putting in systems in place, being patient with trying to get their business progressing step by step. They have no patience whatsoever. Everything has to work instantly. I've tried so many things and they didn't work, so you have 3 weeks and if it doesn't work, I quit. Okay, well, let me make this easy for you. Quit before you ever start. Don't start with me because I don't want to work with you. Okay? You have to have some patience, and you have to have set some real goals. It's okay that your first monetary goal is to get to, let's just say, $1,000 a month. Would it be good that you achieve that in the first month? It would be good. You might not. And it's all about how much you're willing to, how much you need to learn, and how much you want to learn, and how much you're willing to work it step by step and set real goals so that you feel like you're achieving something, even if you haven't gotten paid yet. All businesses require you to put out something before you make something, because until you're delivering what people want in the way they want it, you aren't going to make any money. You can't just put something up there and expect people to buy it, okay? But what makes it easier for that to happen is for you to put it into a system. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Number one, you need to schedule everything, okay? Schedule your days. So, but how are you going to schedule it if you don't know what to do? So that's really your number one thing, is to figure out what you need to do. So what do you need to do? The big thing you need to get first is leads to turn into buyers, right? So now you need to figure out, how do you do that? So how do you do that? Well, there's lots and lots of ways to do that. The best way, I think, for anybody starting online to do that is start looking on how they're going to do some email marketing through newsletter marketing. That is by far the best way. That will cost you money. So you have to figure out how you're going to get the funds to do that. But it's not outrageously expensive. So you shouldn't have some crazy expectation that you can't do it because you think you have no money. If you say can't, then you won't. So the bottom line is maybe I don't have money, so I have to figure out how to get the money in order to do it. So that's going to drive how long it takes for you to do it. But if you're willing to achieve the parts of the plan, then eventually the profit is going to come because you are doing the marketing to get your message out there correctly. You're putting something out there of value that people want and need. And now you are willing to engage and follow up and make it happen. So you know, I just kind of laid out sort of what you have to do to get started. But the bottom line is, you have to determine what that is. I have to get leads. Okay? I have to follow up with these leads. Maybe I have to call these leads if I can. You won't be able to do all of them, but the ones you can, you need to talk to them. You need to give them reason to contact you. So how are you going to do that? That's for you to determine. That's part of the training. So maybe you need a coach to help you through these steps. I've said this before. I will say it again. If you have the right coach guiding you through these things and you will listen to this coach, then you will be able to do this. If you put ridiculous time limits on your coach, he's not going to work with you, he or she, because they don't make sense, especially if you're not willing to spend any money. Actually, if you're willing to do a coach, I'm betting you're willing to spend money on your business, so that's usually not an issue for somebody who's willing to work with a coach. But for people who are not willing to work with a coach, then there are somewhat people that are hesitant to spend any money at all on their business. They're set ridiculous profit goals that aren't achievable, and then they put it on somebody else for it being their fault for them not getting it. And so all of those things are ridiculous. So set up your goals. What are the goals? What do you need to achieve to get successful? What are they? Write them out. Then you need a strategy to make that happen. How are you going to do that? What are the tasks to make that happen? And then schedule those tasks, okay? Schedule them, damn it. And you don't need any special software to do it. If you're working on a PC and you're working with any Microsoft products and you have Microsoft Outlook, you could schedule everything in Microsoft Outlook. So learn how to do it, okay? Put it in there. Make these schedules happen. If they don't happen, then learn how to do the rescheduling so that you can make it happen. If you don't have that, there's calendars in Google. okay, Google Docs or whatever they call it these days. There's calendars in there to do these things, to schedule these things and even send you alerts, just like Outlook. I am betting the programs on a Mac can do the exact same things. So schedule these things. Put it into a system. Get it into a system. It's not going to be perfect at first, so you're going to have to get a feel for it by starting to do it and then adjusting, okay? If you can do this, if you're willing to spend the time to systemize your stuff and work on proving your, well, first setting your goals, setting your strategy, and then systemizing doing it, and then working on improving your system for achieving it, then all of these things are going to come into place. And also having upfront the willingness to accept a little risk of losing some money in order to get your business going. The expectation that you will not spend any money and not lose any money and that you will instantly be profitable with your first ad campaign is absurd. Let me give you a little number here. 60 to 80% of all ad campaigns fail, okay? 60 to 80% of all ad campaigns fail. I'm going to tell you this one more time. 60 to 80% of all campaigns fail, okay? So that means you have to be willing to lose some money to make some money. That means you have to have as part of your systems ways to monitor campaigns so you can stop them at the earliest point possible so you know when they are failing so you can adjust. Because a campaign doesn't work doesn't mean that the advertising source was bad. It usually means your campaign was bad, okay? So get the right mindset about what's bad. The idea that you couldn't have been bad is bad. And so get rid of that. So where did we go? Well, remember, we have to do what we know, what we did in our corporate jobs. We actually had systems there. What we did in our small businesses where we worked as an employee, we had systems there. Well, you need to translate that into building your business. Start setting your goals. Figure out what they are. Be specific. And don't be something like, I need to be profitable in 2 weeks is not a goal. Because unless you can lay out how that's going to be done, then it's not a goal. Okay? Goals are based on things that can actually be done. Then you lay out a strategy to get to those goals. What are the specific tasks to get there? Then you lay out a system and schedule it in your Outlook or whatever so that you actually do these things on a repeating basis and fine-tune it as you go. All right? If you're not willing to do that, then get the hell out of the online entrepreneur idea. Get that out of your brain because you will never do it. When you're ready to accept risk, you're willing to work at it, no matter what, you want it, no matter what, then you will be one of the ones to succeed. Because remember, there is no greater guarantee to succeed online than there is to succeed in any other business. Only 5 to 2% of all the people that try businesses actually become successful anywhere, online or off, okay? So don't expect something different. There's no reason you can't be one of those numbers if you're willing to apply the things that make it work. Open your mind up. Open your mind up and realize that there are things you're going to have to do. Now remember, I've made this easy for you. I do have a business for you where I will start doing all of those things for you. And of course, there's a limit to how much you will profit because if you don't expand your advertising, you won't expand your business. So I won't lie to you about that, but I will get you profitable. All done for you. Go to wayneshearer.com/fit and get started. And that everything will be done for you. Contact me on WebTrafficMan on my Skype. Let me know you want to be a member of my team when you contact me so I know why you're there and not just spam, okay? Read my lips. Don't just send the blank contact message. Send something. When you do a Skype contact, you say, hi, I want to be on your team, and then I will accept your request to be on my contact list, okay? Web Traffic Man. So, or go to wayneshearer.com/go/fit And we'll build that business for you and buy the professional advertising that will get you profitable and save you time. While that is starting to work into place, you can be learning the things you need to do to systemize so that you can then take over and expand on it and build to whatever level you want. All right, your suggestions for the show, send them to support@WayneSharerShow.com. support@WayneSharerShow.com. I want to hear from you. I'll give you full credit for your suggestions. And I look forward to bringing you the best, the edgiest, the most direct stuff ever.